Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A little behind schedule, but getting back up to speed. That's the thumbnail description of activities lately for Fannin's Vegetables, a roadside market operation in tornado-hit Morgan County. Sarah Fannin is the local extension agent and helps with the family market.
Yes, we're having to postpone things here with their family operation at Fannin's Vegetables because both with my extension hat and then just helping folks out, our neighbors and friends, you know, my place received very little damage compared to what folks around us received. And so it's just been imperative that we help them. But yeah, we're going to have to get things rolling here.
One popular feature of their market is tomato plant production, especially some of their family heirloom varieties.
Already my phone's been ringing off the hook wondering about placing their orders, and I haven't even got them seeded yet, and so we're running a little bit behind. But we'll get caught up, and I think folks will understand.
They had planned this year on trying some early season high tunnel production, but with community tornado recovery, she says they'll bag that for this season. But she added they will be on schedule with their normal field planting.
We have about 15 acres of vegetables, just a wide variety. With a roadside stand, we need to be able to offer that variety. So everything from sweet corn and green beans to tomatoes and peppers and just a wide variety.
We'll be right back.
What do bacon and eggs have in common? Besides being staples on your breakfast plate, they're produced by poultry and livestock farmers that provide safe, healthy, and affordable food choices for you and your family, while also supporting our communities and our state. Kentucky's poultry and livestock sectors support nearly 33,000 jobs and help generate $5.2 billion in ag revenue, helping Kentucky farmers lead the way in providing safe and healthy food for you.
A message from Kentucky soybean farmers and our checkoff.
Morgan County Sarah Fannin says she keeps a good balance between extension and roadside market work and with community recovery after last month's weather devastation.
I really enjoy what I do. I have a passion for extension. I have a passion for my family's business. My folks work so hard to get this going and just to be able to continue this. It's what gets me out of the bed every morning, ready to go.
Some of you may remember today's date, April 3rd, as the anniversary of that tremendous tornado outbreak of 74. Regarding this year's devastation, there, she feels the community mood is somber but determined.
You know, the aid groups are starting to leave town, and that's kind of what it feels like right now is, you know, after the funeral and everyone's gone, the reality of it starts to sink in. And we know right now that the hard work is just really starting, and folks are needing to find the strength to be able to endure.
And endure they will. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.